Jem is as short for Seamus as Jem is jokey for Jacob. A few tough necks are still get-at-able who pretend that aboriginally he was a respectable stemming. He was an outlex between the lines of Ragnar Blowbarb and Harold Hairwire, and an in-law to Captain Leon, and Reverend Mr. Birdwood de Troblog was among his most distant connections. But every honest-to-goodness man in the land of the spacer today knows that his back life will not stand being written about in black and white. Putting truth and untruth together, a shot may be made at what this hybrid actually was like to look at. Shem's bodily get-up, it seems, included an adze of a skull, an eighth of a lark's eye, the whole of a nose, one numb arm up a sleeve, 42 hairs off his uncrown, 18 to his mock lip, a trio of barbells from his megageg chin, cell man's son, the wrong shoulder higher than the right, all ears, an artificial tongue with a natural curl, not a foot to stand on, a handful of thumbs, a blind stomach, a deaf heart, a loose liver, 2/5 of 2 buttocks, 1 gleachstein avoirdupois for him, a man root of all evil, a salmon kelt's thin skin, eel's blood in his cold toes, a bladder tristended, so much so that young Master Shemmy on his very first debauch at the very dawn of proto-history, seeing himself such and such, when playing with thistle words in a garden nursery, Griffotrofio at Fig Street, 111 Shovelin, Old Holland. Would we go back there now for sounds, pillins and scents? Would we now for annas and annas? Would we for full score 8 and a Loretta, for 12 blocks 1 bob, for 4 testers 1 gross? Not for a dinar, not for Joe. Dictated to, of all his little brethren and suisterines, the first riddle of the universe, asking, when is a man not a man? Telling them, take their time, young fries, and wait till the tide stops, for from the first his day was a fortnight, and offering the prize of a bittersweet crab, a little present from the past, for their copper age was yet unminted, to the winner. One said, when the heavens are Quakers, a second said, when Bohemian lips, a third said, when wholehearted, Jiffy, when he is agnostic and determined to, the next one said, when the angel of death kicks the bucket of life. Still another said, when the wine's at wit's ends. And still another, when lovely woman stoops to conquer. One of the littliest said, me, me, sem, when pap at the harbour. One of the wittiest said, when he yates ye ablukuken and he smears ye self zo zuchen. Still one said, when you are old, I'm grey, fall full with sleep. And still another, when we dead a walkner. And another, when he's just only after having been semi-sized. Another, when, yea, he hath no mananas. And one, when those pigs, they begin now that they will flies up into the loft. All were wrong. So Shem himself, the doctator, took the cake, the correct solution being, I'll give it up. When he is a... Yours till the rending of the rocks, Sham. Shem was a sham, and a low sham, and his lowness creeped out first via foodstuffs. So low was he that he preferred Gibson's tea-time salmon tinned, as inexpensive as pleasing, to the plumpest roe-heavy lax or the friskiest para smolt trout that ever was gaffed between Leeslip and Island Bridge. And many was the time he repeated in his botulism that no jungle-grown pineapple ever smacked like the whoppies he shook out of Ananias's cans, Finlayton and Gladstone's Corner House, England. None of your inch-thick, blue-blooded balaclava fried of beef steaks or juice jelly legs of the Grex's molten mutton or greasily grizzly gruntus goupons or slice upon slab of luscious goose bosom with lump after load of plum pudding stuffing all a swim in a swamp of bog oak gravy for that Greek-hearted dude. Roast biff of old Zealand, he could not have touched it. See what happens when your somatophage merman takes his fancy to our vegetarian swan. He even ran away with himself and became a farsoonerite, saying he would far sooner muddle through the hash of lentils in Europe than meddle with Ireland, split little pea. Once, when among those rebels in a state of hopelessly helpless intoxication, the piscivore strove to lift a zit-brown peel to either nostril, hiccuping, apparently impromptu by the hybrid he had with his glottal stop, that he... cuckold flourish forever by the smell, as the zitter, as the cedron, like a cedar of the founts on mountains with Limanon of Lebanon. Oh, the lowness of us beneath all up to that sunk to. No light by like fire water. First served, first shot. A gullet burned gin or honest blueberry beer either. Oh, dear, no. Instead, the tragic jester sobbed himself way-whingingly sick of life on some sort of a rhubarbarous, maudlin, yellow-green, funkel-blue, windigo, diadine applejack squeezed from sour grapefruits. And to hear him twixt his sedimental cupslips when he had gulfed down much too many gourds of it, reaching off to almost as low with swillers, who always knew notwithstanding where they had had enough, and were rightly indignant at the wretch's hospitality, when they found to the horror that they could not carry another drop, it came straight from the noble white fat Joe, open wide sat. Joe, Joe, why hide that? Joe, 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 the wine vat of the most serene Magyans Diaz Archdiocese. If she's a duck, she's a duchess. And when she has a fair bow, it's not her fault now, is it? Arts touch us funnier, grinning at fancy urina yet, Fanny Urania. Ain't that swell, hey? P. Mengro, talk about lowness. Any dog's quantity of it visibly oozed out thickly from this dirty little blacking beetle. John's is a different butcher's. Next place you are uptown, pay him a visit, or better still, come to buy. You will enjoy cattlemen's spring meat. John's is now quite divorced from baking. Fattens, kills, flays, hangs, draws, quarters and pieces. Feel his lambs, X. Feel how sheep, X, X. His liver, too, is great value, a speciality. XXX. Communicated! Around that time, moreover, one generally, for love of money, hoped, or at any rate suspected among morticians, that he would early turn out badly, develop hereditary pulmonary TB, and do for himself one dandy time, nay, of a pelting night blanketed creditors, hearing a coarse song and splash off Eden Quay, sighed and rolled over. Sure, all was up. But though he fell heavily and locally into debit, not even then could such an antinomian be true to type. He would not put fire to his cerebrum. He would not throw himself in Liffey. He would not explode himself in pneumatics. He refused to suffocate himself with a sod. With the foreign divil's leave, the frayed-born fraud diddled even death. You see, chaps, it will trickle out freaksily, of course, but the tom and the shorty of it is, he was in his bardic memory low. All the time he kept on treasuring with condign satisfaction each and every crumb of trek talk, covetous of his neighbour's word, and if ever, during a Monda conversazione commoted in the nation's interest, delicate tippets were thrown out to him touching his evil courses by some well-wishers, vainly pleading by scriptural arguments with the opprobrious papist about trying to brace up with the kindness of the thing, scallywag, and be a man instead of a damn scrounge dish at all, such as, pray, what is the meaning, Sousy, of that continental expression, if you ever came across it? We think it is a word transpiciously like canaille, or did you anywhere kennel on your gullible's travels, or during your rural troubadouring, happened to stumble upon a certain gay young nobleman, whimpering to the name of Low Swine, who always addresses women out of the one corner of his mouth, lives on loans, and is 43 years of age. Without one sigh of haste, like the supreme prig he was, and not a bit sorry, he would pull a vacant landlubber's face, root with the earwaker's pencil in the outer of his loucher, and then, lisping the prattle-pate Parnella to kill time, and swatting his dead best to think what under the canopies of Jansen's crest would any decent son of an Albio gentleman who had been to a university think, let a lent hit a hint, and begin to tell all the intelligentsia admitted to that Tamalese Samtalese conclamazione since, still and before, physicians, lawyers, merchant, belfry politicians, agricolas, manufraudras, sacristans of the Pure River Society, philanthropics lodging in as many boards around the panesthetic at the same time as possible, the whole lifelong shrine story of his entire low Cornelli existence, abusing his deceased ancestors wherever the sods were, and one moment, tarabooming, great blunderguns, puh, about his far-famed fine Poppamore, Mr. Hum-Hum, whom history, climate, and entertainment made the first of his set and always up to date. Though heaven's ears, how many fines he faces. And another moment, Beeson Blair says, crooking 3 years. Pah, for his rotten little ghost of a peppy bag, Mr. Himmy Shimmy, a blighty, a reeky, a lighty, a scrapey, a babbly, a ninny, dirty seventh among thieves, and always bottom sawyer, till no one knowed how homely home could be, giving unsolicited testimony on behalf of the absent, as Glaber's eaves water to those present, who, meanwhile, with increasing lack of interest in his semantics, allowed various subconscious smickers to drivel slowly across their features, unconsciously explaining, for inkstands, with a meticulosity bordering on the insane, the various meanings of all the different foreign parts of speech he misused, and cuttlefishing every lie unshrinkable about all the other people in the story, leaving us, of course, foreconsciously, the simple wharf and plague and poison they had cornered him about, until there was not a schlooser among them who was utterly undeceived at the heel of the reel by the recital of the rigmarole. Now, it is notoriously known how on that surprisingly bludgeony Unity Sunday, when the grand Germagall all-star bout was harrily the rage between our Weltingtons extraordinary and our petty thicks the Marshalese, and Irish eyes of welcome were smiling daggers down their backs, when the Rothweissen blows met the Nord Blanken Rogues, and the grim white and cold bet the black fighting tans, categorically unimperative by the maxims, a rank funk getting the better of him, the scut in a bad fit of pajamas fled like a lever for his bare lives to Talviland, a Honahasa, pursued by the scented curses of all the village bells, and without having struck one blow, pig stole on him was lusty lagging it was because dust he shook. Cusky corked himself up tight in his ink battle house, badly the worse for booze gas, there to stay in a far for the life, where, as there was not a moment to be lost, after he had boxed around with his 40 piano till he was whole, back bumping and bumping blues, he collapsed carefully under a bed tick from stretchers, his face enveloped into a dead warrior's telemach, with a lullaby, some bombless, and a what-what-what-what at his feet to stoke his energy awaiting, moaning feebly in Monk Marian monotheme, but turned long and then a nation louder while engaged in swallowing from a large ampullar, that his purgatory was more than a nigger blow could bear, hemi paralyzed by the tongue warfare and all the shemazzle, daily maily full of blaze, holy maily mother of joss, his cheeks and trousers change in colour every time a gat croaked. How's that for low, ladies and gentlemans? Why, dog of the crusty guns, whole countenance rang with this Cairo Corran lowness. Shoals of houris in chems upon divans, revolted Stella's vespertine best among them, at a bare, mention of the scaly ribald exclaimed, Pwas! The house O'Shea, or O'Shame, Kiva Pieno, known as the Haunted Ink Bottle, no number Brimstone Walk, Asia in Ireland, as it was infested with the raps, with his pen name shut, sepia scraped on the doorplate, and a blind of black sailcloth over its wan finchogue, in which the soul-contracted son of the secret cell groped through life at the expense of the taxpayers, dejected into day and night with Jesuit bark and bitter bite, calico hydrants of sulfur and scopia lamina by full and 40 queasy sanos, every day in everyone's way more exceeding in violent abuse of self and others, was the worst, it is hoped, even in our Western playboyish world, for pure mouse farm filth. You brag of your brass castle or your tiled house in Ballyferment. Nigs, nigs, and nigs again, for this was a stinksome ink and stink, quite putsonal to the rattle. As a matter of fact, Angles often on browsing there thought that Edom reeked more air. My wood. The warped flooring of the lair and sound-conducting walls thereof, to say nothing of the uprights and imposts, were Persianly literature with burst love letters, telltale stories, sticky-back snaps, doubtful eggshells, bouchers, flints, borers, puffers, amygdaloid almonds, rindless raisins, affibetiformed verbiage, biblical verses, ampeter dictus, visas umbique, ahems and ahas, ineffable tries of speech on the syllabled, you owe me's, I old hymns, flue fell smut, fallen lucifers, vestas which had served, showered ornaments, borrowed brogues, reversible jackets, black eye lenses, family jars, false hair shirts, God-forsaken scapulars, never worn breeches, Cutthroat ties, counterfeit francs, best intentions, curried notes, upset Latin tin tacks, unused mill and stumbling stones, twisted quills, painful digests, magnifying wine glasses, solid objects cast at goblins, once current puns, quashed potatoes, messes of mottage, unquestionable issue papers, seedy ejaculations, limerick dams, crocodile tears, spilt ink, blasphematory spits, stale chestnuts, schoolgirls, young ladies, milkmaids, washerwomen, shopkeepers' wives, merry widows, ex-nuns, vice-abbesses, pro-virgins, super-whores, silent sisters, Charlie's aunts, grandmothers, mother-in-laws, foster-mothers, godmothers, garters, tress clippings from right-lifting syndrome, worms of snot, toothsome pickings, cans of Swiss condensed milk, highbrow lotions, kisses from the Antipodes, presents from pickpockets, borrowed plumes, relaxable hand grips, princess promises, lees of wine, deoxidized carbons, convertible collars, divilucca doffers, broken wafers, unloosed shoe latchets, crooked straight waistcoats, fresh horrors from Hades, globules of mercury, undeleted glass eyes for an eye, gloss teeth for a tooth, warm own special size, long sufferings of long standing, as os, we's, sees, yas, yos, jas, nays, thos, zos, yeses and yeses and yeses. To which, if one has the stomach to add the breakages, upheavals, distortions, inversions of all this chambermaid music, one stands, given a grain of goodwill, a fair chance of actually seeing the whirling dervish, tumult, son of thunder, self-exiled in upon his ego, a night long a shaken betwixt ween white or red horrors, noonday terrorized to skin and bone by an ineluctable phantom, may the shaper have mercy on him, writing the mystery of himself in furniture. Of course, our low hero was a self-valeter by choice of need, so up he got whatever is meant by a Stourbridge clay kitchenette, chanting for all regaled to the like of the legs he left behind, with Litty Fun Letty Fun Leaven, his cantraps of fermented words, abracadabra calubra calorum, in what was meant for a closet. Aha, if only he had listened better to the four masters that infanted him, Father Mathieu, and Le Père Noble, and Pastor Lucas and Padre Aguilar, not forgetting lay teacher Baudwin, aha. His cost of Satan's antimonian, manganese, limolitmious nature never needed such an alcove. So, when Robber and Mumsel, the pulpit dictators on the nudgment of their legal advisers, Messrs. Codex and Podex, and under his own benefiction of their pastor, Father Flammeus Falconer, boycotted him of all mutton suet candles and Rome rule stationery for any purpose, he winged away on a wild goose chase across the cathartic ocean and made synthetic ink and sensitive paper for his own end out of his wits' waste. You ask in Sam Hill how? When the call comes, he shall produce nyctomerically from his unheavenly body a no uncertain quantity of obscene matter not protected by copyright in the United Stars of Urania, or be deed and be dood and be dang and be dung to him. With this double dye brought to blood heat, gallic acid on iron ore, through the bowels of his misery, flashly, faithfully, nastily, appropriately, this Isuan Menshevik and the first to last alchemist wrote over every square inch of the only foolscap available, his own body, till by its corrosive sublimation, one continuous present tense integument slowly unfolded, all marivising, mood-moulded, cycle-wheeling history. Thereby, he said, reflecting from his own individual person, life unlivable, transaccidentated through the slow fires of consciousness into a individual chaos, perilous, potent, common to all flesh, human only, mortal. But with each word that would not pass away, the squid self, which he had squirt screened from the crystalline world, waned chagrin old and Dorian grayer in its dudhood. This exists, that is its, after having been said we know, and dabble take dabble, and the dal dabble dab altern apple. But our undiligence has been plutro tested, so enough of such porter black lonies, too base for printing. We cannot, in mercy or justice, nor on the love for labyrinthus, stay here for the residence of our existings, discussing Tamstar Ham of Tenman's thirst. Justius to a mother. Braun is my name, and broad is my nature, and I've bright on my brow, and all's right with every feature. And I'll brune this bird, or Brown Bess's bung's gone bandy. I'm the boy to bruise and raise. Bouse, stand forth, nay man of no land, for no longer will I follow you oblique-like through the inspired form of the third person singular and the moods and hesitancies of the deponent, but address myself to you with the imperative of my vendettative, provocative, and out-direct. Stand forth, come boldly, jolly me, move me, thrilling though I am, to laughter in your true colors, ere you be back forever till I give you your talking to. Shem McAdamson, you know me, and I know you, and all your shimmeries. Where have you been in the uterim, enjoying yourself all the morning since your last wet-bed confession? I advise you to conceal yourself, me little friend, as I have said a moment ago, and put your hands in my hands and have a night's long, homely little confiture about things. Let me see. It is looking pretty black against you, we suggest, Shemavik. You will need all the elements in the river to clean you over it all, and a fortifying Pope's priest power bowl of a tender to booze. Let us pry. We thought would and did. Cur quicque dubi quando quamido quoties quibis auxilies. You are bred, fed, fostered, and fattened from holy childhood up in this two Easter island on the pie jaw of hilarious heaven, and roaring the other place, plunders tonight of you, blunders what's left of you, flash as flash can. And now, forsooth, a nogger among the blankards of this dastard century, you have become of twosome twiminds for nenced gods, hidden and discovered. Nay, condemned fool, anarch, egoarch, hyresiarch, you have reared your disunited kingdom on the vacuum of your own most intensely doubtful soul. Do you hold yourself then for some god in the manger, Shehehen, that you will neither serve nor let serve, pray nor let pray? And here, pay the piety, must I too nerve myself to pray for the loss of self-respect, to equip me for the horrible necessity of scandalizing, my dear sisters, are you ready? By sloughing off my hope and tremors while we all swim together in the pool of Sodom. I shall shiver for my purity while they will weep big for your sins. Sniffer of carrion, premature gravedigger, seeker of the nest of evil in the bosom of a good word, you who sleep at our vigil and fast for our feast, you with your dislocated reason have cutely foretold a joffet in your own absence by blind pouring upon your many scalds and burns and blisters, impetiginous sore and pustules by the auspices of that raven cloud your shade and by the auguries of rooks in Parliament. Death with every disaster, the dynamitization of colleagues, the reducing of records to ashes, the leveling of all customs by blazes, the return of a lot of sweet-tempered gunpowder didst unto dudst. But it never struck your mudhead's obtundity. Oh, hell, here comes our funeral. Oh, pestle, miss the post. That the more carrots you chop, the more turnips you slit, the more Murphys you peel, the more onions you cry over, the more bull beef you butch, the more mutton you crack a hack, the more pot herbs you pound, the fiercer the fire and the longer your spoon, and the harder you gruel with more grease to your elbow, the merrier fumes your new Irish stew. Let me finish. Just a little Judas tonic, me gem of all jokes, to make you go green in the gazer. Do you hear what I'm saying, Hammett? And remember that golden silence gives consent, Mr. Ankle Gazer. Cease to be civil, learn to say nay. Whisht! Come here, Herr Studiosus, till I tell you a wig in your ear. We'll do a whisper drive. For if the Barishnai's got a twitter of it, they tell the housetops, and then all Cadbury go crackers. Look, do you see your dial in the rocking glass? Look well, bend down and stick me to light. It's secret. Igdrasil said the Boozaliers. I had it from Lamppost Shaw, and he had it from the Muller, and Mull took it from a blue coat schooler, and Gay Socks jotted from Potiphar's wife, and Rantipole tipped the wing from old Mrs. Tinbullet, and as for she was confessed by Pro Brother to the Colicus, And the good brother feels he would need to defecate you. And the flimsy follettes are simply beside each other. And Kelly, Kenny and Ciara up and in arms. That a cross may crush me if I refuse to believe in it. That I may rock anchor through the ages if I hope it's not true. That the host may choke me if I benabe you without me charity. Shh, Shem, you are. Shh, you are mad. He points the death bone, and the quicker still. Insomnia, somnia, somniorum, amum. Mercius of himself. Domine vobiscus. My fault, his fault. A kingship through a fault. Pariah. Cannibal Cain. I, who oathly forswore the womb that bore you, and the paps I sometimes sucked. You, who ever since have been one black mass of jigs and jim-jams, haunted by convulsionary sense of not having been, or being all that I might have been of you meant to becoming, bewailing like a man that innocence which I could not defend like a woman. Lo, you there, Kathman Carberry, and thank movies from the innermost depths of my still attrite heart, wherein the days of your youth are ever mixed in mine. Now, ere the compline hour of being alone at hands itself, and a puff or so before we yield our spiritus to the wind. For it is to you, firstborn and first fruit of woe, to me, branded sheep, pick of the waste or paper bascal, by the tremors of Thundry and Ullerin's dog star. You alone, wind-blasted tree of the knowledge of beautiful and devil, I, clothed upon with the mituor and shimmering like the horescence, Astroglodynamon Alogus, the child of Nilfit's father, Blisbum, to me, unseen blusher in an obscene coal hole, the kubilibum of your secret sigh, dweller in the down and outermost where voice only of the dead may come, because ye left from me, because ye laughed on me, because, O me lonely son, ye are forgetting me, that our turf-brown mummy is a-coming, Alpilla, Beltilla, Chiltilla, Deltilla, running with our tidings, old the news of the great big world, Sonny's had a scrap, whoa, 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 Bab's baby walks at 7 months, way, 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 bride leaves her raid at punches time, stud stone before a race course full, two bells that make the one appeal, dry yanks will visit old sod, and four-tiered skirts are up, madams, while Paddy McNee wears popular short legs. And 12 house to mix a tipsy wake, did you hear? Cole Cooney, did you ever Philly Fortescue? With a beck, with a spring, all our real ringlets shaking, rocks drops in her takey, tram tokens in her hair, all waved to a point and then all inundation. Little old-fashioned mummy, little wonderful mummy, ducking under bridges, bell hopping the weirs, dodging by a bit of bog, rapid shooting round the bends, by Tala's green hills and the pools of the Fuca, and a place they call it Blessington, and slipping sly by Sally Noggin, as happy as the day is wet, babbling, bubbling, chattering to herself, deluthering the fields on her elbows, leaning with a sluthering slide of her giddy gaddy grannyma gossipacious Anna Livy. He lifts the life wand, and the dumb speak. Quack, 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 quack.